Ave Maria, the solemn novena in honor of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Day 4. The novena begins with the singing of the ancient Marian antiphon, the Tota Pulchra Es. The words in English are, "You are all beautiful, O Mary. You are all beautiful, O Mary. And the original stain is not in you. And the original stain is not in you. You are the glory of Jerusalem. You are the joy of Israel. You are the honor of our people. You are the advocate of sinners. O Mary, Virgin most prudent, Mother most merciful, pray for us. Intercede for us to the Lord Jesus Christ."
The little chaplet in honor of the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Blessed be the Holy and Immaculate Conception of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
By your Immaculate Conception, O Mary, make our bodies pure and our spirits holy. Blessed be the Holy and Immaculate Conception of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
By your Immaculate Conception, O Mary, make our bodies pure and our spirits holy. Blessed be the Holy and Immaculate Conception of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
By your Immaculate Conception, O Mary, make our bodies pure and our spirits holy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison. concezione tua Virgo Immaculata fuisti.
Ora pro nobis patrem cuius filium paribesti.
Let us pray. O God, who by the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin prepared a worthy dwelling for your Son, we beseech you that as in view of the death of that Son you preserved her from all stain of sin, so you would enable us, being made pure by her intercession, to come unto you. We ask this through the same Christ our Lord.
Have you ever been called a dunce? Day 4 of the novena turns our attention to Our Lady's dunce, Blessed John Duns Scotus. Dunce comes from the word dunsman and was an anti-Catholic slur applied to the disciples of Duns Scotus by the Calvinists, particularly because of his teaching in defense of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception. Blessed John Duns Scotus, the great champion and defender of the Immaculate Conception, was called the Marian Doctor, or a subtle doctor, because of his keen intellect, of which the Jesuit poet Gerard Manley Hopkins wrote, "Of reality the rarest veined unraveler, a not rivaled insight, be rival Italy or Greece, who fired France for Mary without spot." Dom Geringer, the noted liturgical historian, writes, "As often as this feast of the Immaculate Conception comes round, is it not just that we should think with reverence and gratitude on him who was the first theologian that showed how closely connected with the divine mystery of the Incarnation is this dogma of the Immaculate Conception? First, then, all honor to the name of the pious and learned blessed John Duns Scotus. It is the insights of Scotus that the Church used in its definition of the Immaculate Conception. So if someone should ever call you a dunce, you might respond, 'Thank you for the great compliment.'" Our Lady's dunce proves once again that the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength.
From the writings of Blessed John Duns Scotus, was the Blessed Virgin conceived in sin? The answer is no. For as Augustine writes, when sin is treated, there can be no inclusion of Mary in the discussion. And Anselm says, it was fitting the Virgin should be resplendent with a purity greater than which none under God can be conceived. Purity here is to be taken in the sense of pure innocence under God, such as was in Christ. The contrary, however, is commonly asserted on two grounds. First, the dignity of her Son, who, as universal Redeemer, opened the gates of heaven. But if Blessed Mary had not contracted original sin, she would not have needed the Redeemer, nor would he have opened the door for her, because it was never closed. For it is only closed because of sin, above all, original sin. In respect to this first ground, one can argue from the dignity of her Son, Qua, Q-U-A, Redeemer, Reconciler, and Mediator, that she did not contract original sin. For a most perfect mediator exercises the most perfect mediation possible in regard to some person for whom he mediates. Thus Christ exercised a most perfect act of mediation in regard to some person for whom he was mediator. In regard to no person did he have a more exalted relationship than to Mary. Such, however, would not have been true had he not preserved her from original sin. The proof is threefold, in terms of God to whom he reconciles, in terms of the evil from which he frees, and in terms of the indebtedness of the person whom he reconciles. First, no one absolutely and perfectly placates anyone about to be offended in any way unless he can avert the offense. For to placate only in view of remitting the offense once committed is not to placate most perfectly. But God does not undergo offense because of some experience in himself, but only because of sin in a soul of a creature. Hence, Christ does not placate the Trinity most perfectly for the sin to be contracted by the sons of Adam if he does not prevent the Trinity from being offended in someone, and if the soul of some child of Adam does not contract such a sin. And thus, it is possible that a child of Adam not have such a sin. Secondly, a most perfect mediator merits the removal of all punishment from the one whom he reconciles. Original sin, however, is a greater privation than the lack of the vision of God. Hence, if Christ most perfectly reconciles us with God, he merited that this most heavy of punishments be removed from some one person. This would have been his mother. Further, Christ is primarily our Redeemer and Reconciler from original sin rather than actual sin. For the need of the incarnation and suffering of Christ is commonly ascribed to original sin, but he is also commonly assumed to be the perfect mediator of at least one person, namely Mary, whom he preserved from actual sin. Logically, one should assume that he preserved her from original sin as well. Thirdly, a person reconciled is not absolutely indebted to his mediator unless he receives from that mediator the greatest possible good. But this innocence, namely preservation from the contracted sin or from the sin to be contracted, is available from the mediator. Thus, no one would be absolutely indebted to Christ as mediator unless preserved from original sin. It is a greater good to be preserved from evil than to fall into this and afterwards be freed from it. If Christ merited grace and glory for so many souls, who for these gifts are indebted to Christ as mediator? Why should no soul be his debtor for the gift of its innocence? And why, since the blessed angels are innocent, should there be no human soul in heaven except the human soul of Christ, who is innocent, that is, never in the state of original sin? We praise and invoke your Immaculate Conception, Mary, Mother of God, Perpetual Virgin, Holy Queen, assumed into heaven. We greet you, Daughter of the Eternal Father, Mother of the Redeemer, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, Temple of the Most Holy Trinity. We hail you, Immaculate Lady, eternally predestined by God to be the Mother of Mercy, the Mediatrix of all graces. In your freedom from all stain of sin, and in your fullness of grace, we contemplate the perfect image and first flowering of the Church as she is to be perfected in the world to come. Therefore, Immaculate Mother of the Church, we now confidently turn to you and ask you to obtain from your holy and beloved Son the favors we request in this novena. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come. Before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you.
thank you for joining us in the praying of the Solemn Novena in honor of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary on the Air Maria Catholic Radio Network. If you would like to join us in the praying of the Solemn Novena in person, or to download the various readings used for the novena, log on to www.wombradio.com. That's www.wombradio.com for more information. Once again, thank you, and Ave Maria.